Dave and Doreen on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
Good morning, fellow self-checkouters. Don't we all have to check ourselves out pretty much?
Yeah.
Lately, I mean, you can go into a grocery store. You can wait in an extremely long line.
Right? Because they only have two open.
Or you can wait in that incredibly even much longer line of self-checkout, but you know that'll go faster. Plus, they have like five or six of those things open.
Right.
Well, if you had to rate yourself, what would you say your accuracy is? Like, do you miss items? Are you good with it? Do you spend $10 for an onion by accident?
No, because if I accidentally rang it up for $10, I'd call the lady over and make everybody wait.
Yeah.
And so she corrected it. But I have forgotten items before.
Have you?
Yes.
Well,
Marcus?
Yeah, I've messed up on, you know, the difference between red onions, yellow onions, red peppers, green peppers, and, you know, the cost difference.
Well,
taking the hit.
Some Walmart locations are cracking down on self-checkout shoplifting, and they are issuing citations if people walk away without paying for their items. In some cases, people legit are stealing.
Right.
But a report out of Arizona, well, they talked with a reporter talked to people who claimed that they were cited for, quote, mistakes while handling a large number of items or maybe dealing with children while checking out. In some cases, the police were called. One woman says here, because of her mistake, she told the reporter, because it was more than $30, the sheriff arrested her for petty theft. But, you know,
what?
She didn't say what the mistake was, but $30 is not like missing a vegetable or two.
Right. What would it be? You didn't ring up?
Yeah, there's got to be something.
Something.
Walmart said that they are taking basic measures to control inventory, but they wouldn't say how widespread their self-checkout crackdown is or what their policies or citations or other penalties. Of course, many people don't even want to do their own checkout. In a recent poll, people were asked what they would do if there were no lines. 56% said they want a human cashier. 36% they said they would do self-checkout.
If there were no lines, I think I would go to a cashier.
I agree.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
I'd much rather prefer. When I do my grocery shopping, I almost absolutely refuse to self-checkout. I want to deal with a person. I want to say hi and joke
see,
with them.
That's
of
the
course
thing.
You do.
You do. Because, you do.
Yeah.
But you are an anomaly. Really, you are. Because most people, as Nate McIntosh says, don't want to talk to anybody.
Nobody wants to talk to anybody. I like talking to people. That's why I try. Anytime I go to a grocery store, I avoid self-checkout. I do not want to talk to robots. You think with self-checkout... You think with self-checkout, we would have just got rid of cashiers. But we didn't. We now just make cashiers stand there. Beside the self-checkout. And we make them watch us do their job. That is a cashier's job now. Stand there and watch us mess up what they know how to do. And they always look so sad over there. Hunched over with their arms crossed. I used to ring things in like that. That's broccoli, right? 3306. I'll never forget.